New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. Two of my least favorite words in the English language, health and wellness. However, the world has really seemed to embrace all things health and wellness. No, not really, because what I am doing is what I always do, which is in the same way that I gamble too much and I eat too much pizza and when I drink too much. I'm doing things in a excessive sort of not.
You're also trying to cheat the system.
Right, exactly.
Doing it gradually.
Thank you. Omar's exactly right. I'm not doing the things that you should do if you actually want to make like long-lasting change. I'm just doing the immediate, probably less healthy stuff.
Yeah, I think for the first week, you were just creatine. That's it. That's all you ate is just creatine.
I would put creatine on top of unhealthy food, Sally. I would sprinkle creatine powder on top.
Like a seasoning.
I would get a sub from Jersey Mike's, and I would just sprinkle creatine in the sandwich and eat it.
They slice it right in front of you and then put creatine on.
Yeah.
Like a man.
But Omar's right, though. You see enough videos of the stupid things people do, and you go, oh, so all I need to do is eat more creatine? Great. I just put that on what I'm eating anyway.
Right. But you do it to the point where you have the neck that you have.
Right. It's all gone to my neck.
You're not really. And I think half the stuff you do, like the peptides and the cold plunges, they haven't proven that any of that is actually beneficial. You're just doing it because you've decided that that's the next thing that you're obsessed with.
Right. Well, the cold plunge was one of those things where I said, this seems painful and terrible, and I don't like being cold either, unless I'm sleeping, in which case I love being cold. And so I said, let me see if I could do this. And then after I had to jump in that freezing cold ass lake at Big Bear, I decided, you know what? There's something exhilarating about it, and that was a lot more fun because there was a ton of people and I was in my underwear doing it like by yourself in a weird rental bathtub that you get for 15 minutes is a lot less fun.
Yeah, but you still do it.
I have not done it in a while. Like, that's the other thing, is I kind of get bored with stuff pretty quickly.
And then you're injecting a lot of stuff in your ass.
That I've also kind of stopped too. I'm really, to be honest, I'm now at a point now where I'm just eating submarine sandwiches filled with creatine.
Oh, cool.
That's where I'm at
all
now.
Right. But we'll see what the robots say.
Everyone's turning to AI for advice on things because everyone wants to be in better shape, more consistent.
Well, health and wellness is a big trend, more so than drinking now with young people. Everybody's at the gym. Everyone's trying to glow up, looks max. All that stuff.
It's annoying too because if everyone's in shape, it used to be like most people weren't in shape. Like the society was super fat. So if you got a few people in shape, all of a sudden you start looking good. Now it's like everyone's trying to get in shape and it's super annoying because so many people are looking for shortcuts to do it. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you're taking the jab or whatever else. Johnny makes fun of me because when I occasionally do go to the gym downstairs at work, like yesterday, I just was in my jeans. I didn't change into some sort of a workout outfit.
Really?
Yeah, and he was making fun of me the whole time.
I didn't make fun of you. I was just like, bro, that's how they did it in 2007. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah,
so I'm seeing more sweatsuits, like old school sweatsuits at the gym.
Yeah, Soprano style.
Yeah.
So we had decided to do this round of man versus machine and figure out if us humans stand a chance against the AI technology that rules our lives. And we've decided to focus on all things health and wellness. You may hear something in this next couple of minutes on K-Rock that could potentially change your life for the better, either from the AI robot technology or us humans. Do humans stand a chance, or are we going to be obsolete? Allie, the first question, and this is the warm-up question. We did say to the robot, what can Klein do about his super thick neck to make it smaller? And this is what the robot said.
If your neck looks or feels thick, the best approach depends on why it's thick. You can't spot reduce fat from your neck. The most effective way to slim your neck is overall fat loss by maintaining a calorie deficit and walking 8,000 steps a day.
Oh, there you go. So that's what you're missing.
It's all about that walking, that stuff. And yesterday I made it up to almost 500 steps, which is not a lot. I thought that was a lot. Apparently it's nowhere near where you need to be. 500 steps in a day seems like
a lot
of steps.
That's just walking to your car and then back to work. And then, like, that's just
right.
Your general walking to the bathroom, walking to your car.
It sounds like
that
so many
no
steps.
No extra walking. Don't you walk your dog?
Yes, but usually, especially if he like dumps quick, sometimes he just doesn't even want to go. He's lazy too. Like, he'll dump real quick and then pull me back towards the house.
Really? So he just wants to go. So he's learning from you.
Yeah, he learns from me. Yeah, that's right. Steps are overrated.
He's like, where's my creatine sub?
So we go to this first question. Who wants to take a shot at this? Let's give this one to Jake, representing humans. Jake?
Yeah.
We asked the robot, if you are going to change your diet, try to start being healthier, what is the one food...
Come on, beans and spinach.
You should start eating immediately that will have an impact on your health. And this is the one food, there's a lot of people that have theories about what you should eat. More protein, less protein, eat a bison. But the robot has one answer as to this is the most important food to start working into your diet immediately if you want to get healthier. What do you think it is?
I mean, yeah, Ali's right. Beans, one, and it's high in fiber, and leafy greens, spinach.
The two things that Jake has in his fridge.
I also have mustard.
So you're saying beans, mustard, and
it's all
spinach.
Vegan.
And spinach.
Leafy greens.
All right, Jake says leafy greens. That's a human answering. Let's find out what the robot says.
If I had to pick one food category that gives the biggest health return for most people, it would be vegetables, especially a variety of colorful vegetables every day for fiber and nutrients. Oftentimes the darker the better, right, Vanessa?
Whoa. Oh my God.
Hey.
Oh, robot doesn't know everything.
Beans are dark.
The darker, the better. All right, I think that's a tie.
You know,
Jake said pretty much the same thing as
that's
AI.
That's true, but then why did they make them taste so bad?
If what, they're beans?
So, no, the leafy greens. I mean,
like
all of the colorful vegetables and stuff, it's like, well, then make them not suck.
Well, that's why they invented sriracha, because you can put that on top of anything and it makes
ranch.
It better.
Like, why is cheese so delicious?
Yeah, you think of how many leafy vegetables you could bury under 3 gallons of ranch, Allie, and you'd be thrilled.
Exactly. So make leafy greens taste like ranch.
We go to this next question. I think that's a tie between humans and robots. Question number two. Allie, let's give you this, because apparently sleep... they say is the secret to everything. Got to get better sleep. If you're not getting good enough sleep, then it doesn't matter how much other stuff you're doing. That's when your body resets and recovers. So we ask the AI robot technology, what is the most important thing that you can do to have more impactful sleep?
Yeah, this is so important. And I think there's only one answer, and it's called trazodone.
Drugs.
Trazodone, yeah.
You
take it just a half an hour before bed.
Not
doesn't
sure.
make you feel hungover in the morning. It knocks you out, gives you a nice deep sleep. Don't try and do it naturally. Don't try and breathe and calm yourself. That's all BS. You try and eat a certain thing so you don't wake up. Don't do it. Just take a trazodone.
Allie says, drug yourself up and then you'll pass out. Let's find out what the robot says.
If I had to give one tip that helps the most people, it would be wake up at the same time every day. Even on weekends, a consistent wake-up time sets your body's internal clock better than a consistent bedtime.
Doesn't work.
After a couple of weeks, you'll naturally start feeling sleepy at the right time at night.
So the robot claims the exact opposite of what you said, which is you said just whenever you're tired or whenever you want to go to sleep, give yourself drugs.
Yeah.
And the robot says actually let your body learn by doing the exact same thing and being consistent.
Am I right or am I right?
I think we got to give Allie the point on this one. I think humans win this round.
I think everyone is on some kind of a pill to fall asleep.
Sometimes a gummy.
Yeah, but everyone's on something.
Yeah, but the robot says...
Because they've tried all this crap. Wake up at the same time, go to bed at the same time.
Well, maybe
it's also impossible.
Yes.
That part is...
Shut up.
This is where robots will never be able to out-human humans.
Yeah, because they don't have to sleep.
They don't understand the reality that sometimes your nights are different because you decided to go out and drink with your friend you haven't seen in a few years, and oopsies, we put down a few bottles of tequila, so we're not going to be home by 9:30.
Exactly. Or you have a kid that's not going to go to bed at the same time, because they're not a good sleeper.
Right,
and you can't just tell a kid, hey, I got to go to bed at the same time every day because the robot said so.
Because they have sleep regression. And the school psychologist says maybe it's because you don't give them enough attention.
Right, because you're on your phone all the time.
But, you know, that's hypothetical.
Right.
And we go to this final question right now, man versus machine. So we have 1 point human. And sadly, Jake tied the robot. So, Omar, this will determine whether or not humans win this round.
All right.
Omar's usually pretty good at this.
There's a lot of talk about mindfulness these days.
Oh, and you know me. I'm mindful.
Got to be present. Got to be in the moment.
Full of mind.
So we did ask AI robot technology, what is one way that you can instantly make yourself present right now within this exact moment if you need to go ahead and get yourself out of your thoughts, reduce your stress? The robot gave us an answer, but what is your answer as a human?
I mean, if we're going to do something that's going to be instant, I'm going to say put your phone away. I mean, that's going to be the number one distraction and the number one thing that keeps people away from what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like, their attention is always split between what they're talking about and their phone. Like, right now, I have my phone right here. I'm a little distracted. You know what I mean? So the number one thing...
What are you watching?
We're in the middle of talking right now. What do you mean you're distracted? What are you watching?
Yeah, what do you got?
Texting him.
Jake's side text.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they are terrible, aren't they?
You got to block. Hey, wait a minute. We're right here, man. All right, so Omar says, put your phone away, and then instantly you're more prepared. This is what the robot said about the exact same thing. If you want to be present immediately, you must do this.
I practice the 5-4-3-2-1 technique when stressed. 5 things you see. 4 things you feel. 3 things you hear. 2 things you smell. 1 thing you taste.
I got 2 things I smell right now.
The hell?
They're both Jake. What's the 5-4-3-2-1 method again? You have to do there's all these stupid methods.
This robot is saying that they practice it. Robots don't get stressed.
Yeah.
I practice the 5-4-3-2-1 technique when stressed. 5 things you see.
5 things you see.
Boobies!
Neck.
All right, thanks.
Great.
That's a lot of neck. That's good.
4 things you feel.
Emptiness. A lot of emptiness.
Exhaustion.
Times 4.
3 things you hear.
Our annoying voices.
This dumb bit.
2 things you smell.
Okay, Jake and Jake, we covered that.
Agree Jake, right? Uh-huh. Everyone else, anyone smell anything else other than Jake around here? It's just Jake, right?
It's just full on Jake. Mm-hmm.
You guys, in the chicken coop, what are you smelling in there?
I smell Johnny deodorant.
Okay, well, that's at least. Jake, look that up. Google that. And finally,
sure one thing you taste.
Eggs.
That'll get you in a mindful space.
All right, congratulations, humans. We went around Man vs. Machine, Kevra.